Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I'm here live with you from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I just want to say welcome to the Lunch and Listen portion of Transformation Begins With You. Transformation Begins With You is hosted and sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International empowers women to succeed, to celebrate the journey in life. We also empower young girls, girls of the harvest, ages 9 through 17, with the power to dream. Thank you for being with me on your lunch break. I just want to take 15 minutes out of your day to inspire you and to empower you to succeed. I'm so excited about you being with us on your lunch break. I hope you're all settled in and you have something good to eat and you're just relaxed and you're just able to receive today. This is just a little quick something I want to share with you today. I don't know how many of you know, but Harvest Girls International was nominated and awarded a prize by Ebony Magazine. We were awarded a prize of a $2,000 grant to help us to continue to empower women and young girls. We received this award on June the 19th. And during that time, we had a wonderful time in the Indianapolis Westin Hotel. And I'm telling you this because I want to share with you what was shared with us on that day. The speaker, Dr. Susan Cook Johnson, was with us, and she is a phenomenal woman. And I'm going to share some of her message to us on that day, and I just wanted to let you know that this is where I'm getting my message today. But I'm also, of course, if you know me, I'm putting some of myself inside of this as well. So it's going to be a little mixed up, a little bit of Dr. Susan Cook Johnson from the Ebony Sister Speak Luncheon on June the 19th, and also a little bit of Chris Meadows from Harvest Girls International. I want to talk to you today about something that stuck in my spirit on that day when Dr. Cook, Johnson Cook, was talking. She said to me and to many other women out there, and I felt like she was speaking to me directly, she talked about the seesaw effect. She said, stop the seesaw effect in your life. And I didn't understand at that time what it meant, but as I wrote my notes and I started to marinate on it, I wanted to share a lot of what she said with you. But first, I want to talk a little bit about a seesaw. How many of you have ever, just as a little girl, or even as if we have guys listening as a young boy, been on a seesaw, or what we call sometimes a teeter-totter? And sometimes that was the most difficult ride to get on in the playground, because you had to have two people. It took two people. The seesaw or the teeter-totter wouldn't work with just one person. It always took two people. And because it took two people, depending on the weight of both persons, it depended on how well you enjoyed the ride. So that is what it's like in life. I just want to share with you. Life is as such. It depends upon who you take on in your life. Depends on the weight that you carry. It depends on how the ride of life is. It depends on if you will have a seesaw effect in your life. You know, many of us say, one day I'm up, one day I'm down. I don't know, this teeter-totter, this seesaw in my life, I just want to get off. Well, you know, that is life. There's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But the thing is to try to find a balance in the middle. I know my sister and I, we were always almost the same size. And when we would get on the teeter-totter or the seesaw, we would just stand still. And we would just look straight across at each other because we were both the same weight. But it wasn't until one of us decided to push down our weight so the other one could go up, which is the thrill of the ride. And then as I sprung up, she went down, which is the second thrill of the ride. So the thing about life is this. If you're on a teeter-totter, if you're on a seesaw and you say, look, Chris, one day I'm up, I wake up, I'm up, I'm having a great day, the next week I'm down, I'm up, I'm down, I'm so tired of this seesaw effect, here's some things that you can do to enjoy the ride. That's what I want to talk to you today about, the seesaw effect. You can enjoy the ride. You know, there's some things in life that take us up high so that we can enjoy, and there's some things that bring us down low. And sometimes those low things are there to help perfect some of those things in our lives so that we can rise to the top. want to give you a little acronym for Seesaw, according to Dr. Susan Cook Johnson. This is what she said. She said, S-E-E-S-A-W, Seesaw. Get your pen and get your paper out. I want to just give you this brief acronym so that you can take it with you today. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what you're doing on your job, no matter whether you like your job, you don't like your job, whether you're in a place in life that you feel like you're just up and down and all over the place and you're just on a seesaw and you just feel like everything is going astray, I just want to tell you, you can balance it out. You can enjoy the ride. This is what I would like for you to do. First, S, see yourself. See yourself. Who you want to be. See who you want to be. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself and say, this is the person that I want to be, or that is the person that I want to be. Look at yourself. See yourself as that person. Maybe you don't know right now who you aspire to be. Even at the age that I am, I steady look in the mirror and I say, Chris, who do you want to be? Who is that person inside of you that needs to come out? Who do you want to be? That's S. See yourself. E, exercise. Not just exercise in the physical, but exercise your mental capability. Exercise your mind. Exercise your body. Exercise your spirit. Put those things to the test. You know, that's what life does. It comes against the mind, the body, and the spirit sometimes because it puts it to the test. It makes it work, and it helps us to build strong muscles in our mind, body, and spirit. Exercise. Exercise properly for what you have to do. If you know you want to finish college, exercise your mind so that you can properly finish school. Exercise your body so you can get that type of body that you want. And exercise just your spirit so that the Lord, get into a study, get into the Word, so that you can exercise those spiritual muscles and so that you can become spiritually fit. And then another E. Expose yourself. Expose yourself to new horizons. Expose yourself to something different. If you're doing the same thing every day for 10 years, you have no idea how much life is out there for you to live. If you never challenge yourself, if you never try to take yourself into a different horizon or a new arena, you'll never know what you can do, and you'll never know what awaits you. You know, I didn't know when I started Harvest Girls International if I was going to be able to do it because it was something so new and different. But because it was new and different, it was exciting, and it was scary at the same time, but it was more exciting than scary. But at the point that I got to that I said, I got at this point, I said, I'd rather try and say, ooh, I did make it or I didn't make it, than never try and wonder what would have happened, what if. And so expose yourself to new horizons. And then the next S in Psalm. See the spirit in everything. See the spirit in everything. The spirit. Spirit in everything. S. You know, you got to take a look sometimes at some of the silliest things and the simplest things and say, Lord, what are you trying to show me? What does this mean? You know, this man, this woman just went off on me. I could retaliate, but what is it that I need to get out of this? Sometimes I just had this happen to me the other day. Someone verbally said something very short and curt to me. And my first reaction in the flesh was to react. But my mind and my spirit said, don't react, stay calm, find out what is the meaning of all this. And once I found out what the meaning of all of it wasn't so much about me, it was more about them. But you got to see the spirit in everything. Everything that you do in your life, you need to talk to God about it. See the spirit in it. And the A, attitude check. And gratitude, check. Attitude and gratitude. The A stands for attitude. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Check your attitude. Check, do you have the right attitude toward you, toward other people, toward life? And are you grateful? Do you have gratitude for the things that you have, for the things that people do for you? My mom has this saying, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry. We need to be grateful for those people that are with us and not wait until they're gone. When your well runs dry and there's no more water there, then what do? But were you grateful while you had that water running? And I think about my dad so much because I often think I could have been more grateful toward him before he passed. I could have done more, but now I have a chance. I still have my mom here. I have a chance to try to, what I've learned from my dad passing, I could try to do better by my mom while she's still here. W, wise decisions and wise people. Wise decisions and wise people. You need to make wise decisions. And in order to make wise decisions, sometimes, most times, you need wise people in your life. You need people that will seed into your life, people that will pour into your life wisdom and knowledge and love and grace and mercy. Wise decision. And that is the seesaw effect. See yourself, exercise properly your mind, body, and spirit. Expose yourself to new horizons. See the spirit in everything. Attitude and gratitude check. And wise decisions and wise people. And then I want you to just live your life. I want you to laugh. I want you to love. And then leave a legacy. Leave a legacy of who you are. If you don't have money, if you don't have name or you don't have fame, you have a legacy of your spirit that you can deposit into each and every person that you meet. I have to give you this example. My dad passed 2 years ago this month, and my mom met a guy that they knew when they first got married, and he hadn't seen my dad for years, and he said it's over 50 years, and my mom said that my dad passed, and the first thing he said about my dad was, I remember when he loaned me his car back in the 50s so that I wouldn't be late for work. That is a legacy. Those are the kinds of things that you want to deposit into people's life. So 50 years from now, when someone mentions your name, only thing they can think of is some seed that you have sowed into their life. This is so awesome for me because I'm learning this, and as I'm learning this, I'm teaching you, I'm empowering you, I'm empowering myself and my children. I pray that you empower your children. And I just want you to know that I love you, I bless you. Thank you for listening to this Lunch and Learn today. I pray that it has inspired you to go higher, to finish your job for the rest of the week, to finish your life for the rest of the time that you have on this earth, laughing, loving, and living your life and leaving a legacy that will take you and take others to the next level. Remember, the seesaw effect is not so much of how unbalanced it is, but it's how you enjoy the ride. I thank you and I love you and I bless you, my sisters. Know that through God you can do all things. And I want you to go to the Harvest Girls website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And I want you to just tune in to next week, Tuesday at 12 noon, for Transformation Begins With You. And if there's anything that you can do to help another sister, do that today while you still have life in you and she still has life in her. And I love you and I bless you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. Until we meet again, may God keep you, is my prayer. Bye-bye now.